Ekatra Podcast Conversations, for the curious essential knowledge, simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Ekatra AI. Welcome back, everyone. Today we're diving into a book that's, well, really made waves globally. It's more than just a guide to waking up early, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's positioned as a kind of manifesto for achieving elite performance and really sparking profound life change. We're talking about Robin Sharma's The 5 a.m. Club.
Right. And it feels like it landed at just the right time. Why do you think it resonates so much right now?
Well, Sharma really taps into this modern crisis of attention we're all swimming in. He argues pretty forcefully that we're battling constant digital distraction, this sort of always-on anxiety.
And he calls it the mediocrity virus, which is pretty blunt.
It is blunt, but think about it. The endless notifications, the pressure to react instantly, it just fragments our focus, doesn't it?
Yeah, you end up just reacting all day instead of, you know, intentionally creating anything.
Exactly. And the 5 a.m. Club basically promises the antidote. It proposes this foundational habit, this keystone habit, as he calls it, to fight back against that chaos.
So the idea is, if you establish this really disciplined routine before the world wakes up, you build up the internal resources, the focus, the energy, the clarity to perform at a world-class level.
Interestingly, so the book's mission is pretty clear. Give anyone feeling kind of stuck or overwhelmed a pathway, a way to shift from ordinary results to something extraordinary.
And it all hinges on mastering that first hour. The core idea is simple. Own your morning. Elevate your life.
And this framework, it comes from Robin Sharma, who's got an interesting background himself. He wasn't always a guru.
Right. He started out as a successful litigation lawyer, didn't he?
He did. High-flying career, but he walked away from it to explore personal mastery and leadership development. That personal journey adds a lot of weight, I think.
Definitely. He went from the courtroom to the bestseller lists. Many people know him from The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, which had a similar style, right? A story wrapped around wisdom.
Yeah, exactly. And what makes Sharma's take unique, I think, is how he blends things. He takes ancient wisdom, you know, solitude, stillness, reflection, and combines it with modern science.
Neuroscience, psychology, habit formation.
Right. And crucially, it's not just theory. The sources mention he spent like 2 decades coaching top performers, CEOs, sports legends, billionaires.
So he's seen these patterns in action. He's identified what the absolute top tier actually do every morning.
Yeah, he's mixing philosophy with like empirical evidence from the top 1%.
Yeah.
Taking timeless wisdom and stress testing it with modern high performance insights.
Okay, let's talk about the book's structure, because it's not your typical self-help manual.
No, it's a hybrid. It's basically a story, a fable. But woven into it is this very detailed step-by-step system. That narrative approach probably helps it stick.
I think so. It makes the lessons more memorable. So the story follows 3 main characters.
Yeah, you've got a struggling entrepreneur, a really frustrated artist, and then this eccentric billionaire mentor figure named Stone Riley. They all meet at some high-level seminar.
Okay, and Riley becomes their guide.
He does. He takes them on this kind of whirlwind global mentorship tour.
Yeah.
Mauritius, Rome, India. Pretty exotic.
Nice work if you can get it.
Right. And he uses these locations to gradually reveal his philosophy. The core argument driving it all is that getting up at 5 a.m. creates what he calls the victory hour.
The victory hour. Why 5 a.m. though? What's magical about that specific time?
Well, Sharma argues it taps into something called transient hypofrontality.
Transient hypofrontality. Okay, break that down. What does that mean for my brain at 5 a.m.?
So basically, in those quiet early hours, the prefrontal cortex, that's the logical, analytical, self-critical part of your brain, it's temporarily less active. It's sort of dialed down.
Ah, okay. So less internal noise.
Exactly. And that state makes it easier to access creativity, get into flow states, and have deeper insights before the day's demands flood your brain. So 5 a.m. isn't just quiet time, it's potentially peak creative time.
Win that hour, win the day, seems to be the idea.
That's the essence. And the practical how-to for winning that hour revolves around these key frameworks we need to unpack. The 20-20-20 formula, the 4 interior empires, and this 66-day habit installation protocol. It's ambitious stuff. It aims to rewire your whole approach.
Okay, let's get into the nuts and bolts then. The 20-20-20 formula. This is for that victory hour, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. It starts right at 5-0 with pocket 1 MVE. 20 minutes. And it has to be intense, right? He says you must sweat.
Yeah, non-negotiable sweating. It sounds tough, but the science makes sense. Intense exercise releases BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Think of it like Miracle-Gro for your brain cells.
Okay, fertilizer for the brain.
Oh, yeah, it boosts neuroplasticity, helps cognitive function, and importantly, that sweat session helps flush out cortisol.
The stress hormone.
Exactly. So you start the day feeling centered, not already stressed out. That's the payoff for the early sweat.
Makes sense. Okay, so 5:20 a.m. to 5:40 a.m. is pocket two. Reflexie. This is the shift to stillness. Journaling, meditation, planning.
Right. This is about cultivating gratitude, gaining clarity. You're consciously shifting from being reactive, like grabbing your phone first thing, to being proactive, designing your day's focus.
Setting the intention.
Precisely. And then the final 20 minutes, 5:40 to 6 a.m., is pocket three, GRO-W. This is all about learning.
Reading, audiobooks, studying skills.
Yeah.
Pure personal development time.
Exactly. And Sharma connects this whole hour, this 20-20-20 structure, to a bigger idea, holistic self-mastery through what he calls the four interior empires.
Four interior empires. Sounds a bit grand. Is that just a fancy way of saying work on yourself?
It's a bit more integrated than that, I think. The term empire suggests these are areas you need to consciously govern or manage within yourself. The four are mindset, your thoughts, your beliefs.
Okay.
Heart set, your emotional life, resilience, managing feelings. Health set, your physical energy and vitality.
Makes sense.
And soul set, which is about your deeper purpose, your values, that sense of inner connection or spirituality.
Ah, okay. So the insight is that you can't just focus on, say, mindset or health set and expect peak performance. If your heart set or soul set is shaky, the whole structure is weak.
Exactly. Neglecting one undermines the others. And the beauty of the 20-20-20 formula, he argues, is that it deliberately targets all four simultaneously.
Let's map that. Move E obviously hits health set.
Right.
Reflet takes care of heart set and soul set.
Mm-hmm. Cultivating that inner state.
And GRO-W focuses squarely on mindset, building knowledge.
You got it. It's designed as an integrated optimization system. True mastery needs balance across all four empires.
Okay, but let's be real. Waking up at 5 a.m. every single day, especially in winter, that sounds incredibly difficult. How do you actually stick with it? What about willpower fatigue?
That's where the science of habit formation comes in. Sharma lays out this 66-day habit installation protocol. He breaks down the struggle into predictable stages.
Okay, 66 days. So yeah, stage one is called destruction, days 1 to 22. That sounds about right.
It's definitely framed as the toughest part. You're literally breaking down old patterns, fighting years of conditioning. It takes massive conscious effort, huge willpower just to get out of bed and do the routine. Most people give up here.
I can believe it. What happens after day 22, if you make it?
Then you enter stage two, installation, which runs from day 23 to 44. He calls this the messy middle.
Messy middle.
Yeah. The new neural pathways are starting to form, but it still feels awkward. You're building the habit, but it's not automatic yet. You might feel confused, tempted to skip days. Consistency here is absolutely vital, even if it feels imperfect.
Okay. Push through the messiness and then.
Finally, stage three, integration, days 45 through 66. This is where the magic supposedly happens. The 5 a.m. routine starts to feel automatic. It becomes less of a chore and more just part of who you are. It shifts from being a source of struggle to a source of stability.
So the key message is that the initial hardship and the messy part are normal.
Totally normal. Sharma has that quote, "All change is hard at first, messy in the middle, and gorgeous at the end." Knowing that normalizes the struggle. It's part of the process, not a sign you're failing.
Right. But still, this level of intensity, the 5 a.m. start, the focus, doesn't it risk burnout?
Right.
What about people who genuinely need more sleep or parents with young kids? Is this just another form of toxic hustle culture?
That's a fair criticism, and Sharma addresses it directly with something called the twin cycles of elite performance. He argues that world-class performance isn't about constant intensity, it's about rhythm.
Rhythm. Like work and rest.
Exactly. He says you need to intentionally oscillate between what he calls the high excellence cycle periods of deep focused work and the deep refueling cycle. That means prioritizing intentional rest, sleep optimization, active recovery.
So rest isn't laziness, it's strategic.
It's absolutely strategic. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity for sustaining high performance, creativity, and longevity. He compares it to elite athletes. Their game day performance depends entirely on their off-season recovery. It directly challenges that never stop grinding mentality.
Okay, that makes sense. So you conquer the morning, but then the rest of the world wakes up.
Mm.
How do you protect that focus during the day?
He offers a couple of tools for that. The first one has a great name, the Tight Bubble of Total Focus, or TBTF.
TBTF. I like it. What is it?
It's basically a strategy for fiercely protecting your cognitive bandwidth during your peak working hours, shielding yourself from digital pings, unnecessary meetings, interruptions.
Building a mental fortress.
Kind of. He has another quote. An addiction to distraction is the death of your creative production. TBTF is the defense mechanism.
Got it. And the other tool?
The 90-901 rule. This is quite specific. For the next 90 days, dedicate the first 90 minutes of your workday, so after your 5 a.m. hour, to the single most important high-value project you have.
90 minutes for 90 days on the number one priority.
Exactly. Leveraging that peak morning focus, that deep work state before the day's chaos descends. And this ties back to the grow pocket, too. That daily learning builds what he calls your capitalization IQ.
Capitalization IQ, what does that mean?
It's his term for your ability to convert your potential, your knowledge, your talents into actual, tangible results in the real world. Knowledge is just potential energy, right?
Right.
Applying it consistently, first in the grow pocket, then during that 90-901 block, that's what turns potential into progress. That's capitalizing on your assets.
The book is definitely full of these memorable sticky phrases.
It really is. They act like little anchors for the concepts. The main one, the overarching mantra, has got to be own your morning, elevate your life.
Yeah, that sums it up perfectly. It frames that first hour as the lever for everything else.
And for anyone feeling daunted by the 5 a.m. challenge, I think this quote is powerful. To have the results the top 5% of producers have, you must start doing what 95% of people are unwilling to do.
Right. It reframes the difficulty as a competitive edge. It's hard because it yields exceptional results.
Exactly. And another one I like contrasts priorities. Victims love entertainment. Victors adore education.
Ooh, that's pointed.
It is, but it directly links to that 5:40 a.m. grow-o pocket, making a conscious choice for purposeful learning over just passively consuming stuff.
Okay, let's make this super practical. If someone listening is thinking, okay, I want to try this, what's the absolute first step?
Preparation is everything. Sharma emphasizes setting yourself up for success the night before.
Minimize friction at 5 a.m.
Exactly. Lay out your workout clothes, have your journal and pen ready, charge your e-reader, or have your book handy. And the big one, put your alarm clock across the room.
So I have to get out of bed. No snooze button temptation.
Right. That first moment the alarm rings is critical. Make it easy to make the right choice.
And within the 20-20-20 structure, there's flexibility, right, for the move pocket.
Absolutely. You don't need a fancy gym. It could be a tough HIIT workout from YouTube in your living room, jump rope, burpees, even a brisk run outside if that's feasible. The key is intensity to generate that sweat.
And for reflect.
Again, options. Use a meditation app like Calm or Headspace. Do some gratitude journaling. Just list 5 or 10 things you're genuinely thankful for. Or spend time visualizing your ideal day, planning your top 3 priorities. It's about shifting from reactive to intentional.
Okay. And grow.
Read a chapter of a nonfiction book related to your goals. Listen to an educational podcast or an audiobook summary. Study a language. The point is dedicated, focused learning, building that capitalization IQ bit by bit.
And then applying the 90-901 rule professionally seems huge.
It's a game changer for productivity. Actually, block out that first 90 minutes on your calendar. Let your team know you're in deep work mode, unavailable unless it's an absolute emergency. Protect that prime cognitive time fiercely.
Looking back at the whole system, what was the most surprising thing for you or the biggest takeaway?
I think maybe the emphasis on transient hypofrontality, the idea that there's a specific neurobiological reason why 5 a.m. is potentially so powerful for creativity and flow. It's not just about being disciplined. It's about leveraging a natural brain state.
Yeah, that adds a scientific layer beyond just willpower. For me, I think it was the ultimate, so what? The goal isn't just becoming some productivity machine.
Right, it goes deeper.
Yeah, the ultimate aim seems to be about moving beyond just personal success, achieving wealth or status towards significance. Using that self-mastery to actually make a positive impact, to build a legacy from success to heroism, as he puts it.
Yeah, that elevates the whole purpose, doesn't it? It's not just about you. It's about what you do with that optimized self.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Katra Foundation.